one, or Floyd Duplessis, is the president of the Corrections Association of New Zealand. That represents the interests and needs of prison staff, and it's effectively their union, although Juan's had a lot of experience as a corrections officer. Now, a report by the Office of the Inspectorate released last week found the Department of Corrections was ill-prepared and responded poorly during the six-day riot at Waikerea Prison, which now is 4 years old. That was at the end of 2020. The report showed a series of escalating incidents in the high security yard leading up to the riot. They were either ignored or not dealt with appropriately. Juan Duplessis is the president of the Corrections Association. Thanks for joining us on the program today, Juan. My name's Dale. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Good to talk with you. Seems a long time between the event and the review or report. Why 3 years or 4 years?
Yes, unfortunately, with the report, because it's been tied up into the court case, that stopped the report from coming out publicly. We had to wait for all of the court case to conclude, which concluded as of last Thursday. And so that's what held up the report. The report was completed quite some time ago.
Tēnā koe. Can you tell us about the Office of the Inspectorate, what its role is, please, Juan?
Yeah, so they're a body that essentially oversees and audits what's happening within the prisons. So they do announced and unannounced inspections where they come into the prisons, they look at what policies are being followed, the standards within units within the prison. So they're constantly getting around the country and observing practice and process.
It's most of our listeners, Juan, I see you, some people call you Floyd. What do you prefer?
Floyd's most commonly used, but I'm used to both, so both work.
Oh, well, I'll call you Juan if that's all right, mate.
Juan, not a problem.
Let's talk about what happened there, because you're looking at it from the perspective of the corrections staff. Was the report critical of the way the staff handled the situation, or was it the systems and processes that came under their critique?
So the report looks at both. The majority of the report focuses on the systems and processes, but in saying that, it did also look at staff conduct and behaviour. The majority of the failings, they looked at how the systems and policies in place is what created the failure, not the staff themselves. And so that's why it focused in that direction.
Tēnā koe. Okay, well, could you flesh out some of the points in the report that you think how people would benefit from understanding here? Some say that there were comparisons to Spring Hill of 2013, escalating behaviour in the prison, what more could have been done. Had the staff been trained to deal with it? What are some of the main points that you take from the report, Juan?
So some of the main points for us is, firstly, staff training. So there's no question we need a lot more training for staff in these events in terms of how to deal with your more troublesome prisoners, how to deal with them, how to manage and how to react in a better way. So that's something that does need a lot more attention, a lot more training. There also needs to be, with that specifically, there needs to be better training for the managers to be able to respond and work with staff. So the report picked on a number of areas where staff were dealing with things that could have been stopped and prevented from escalating. But unfortunately, the staff are only following direction that they're given from a manager. And so the failing's not on the staff, it's on the way things were set up and the way things were ran. So that's where there needs better focus on that. And that also leads to the next component so the report touches on the fact that there's a number of learnings that come out of this that mirror the learnings that came out of the Spring Hill riot years prior. And that shows that we just don't adapt and learn enough. So we need to take these reports and actually make some changes and some sweeping changes across the country. We can't just look at them and see them as a point that needs to be looked at. We actually need to implement those changes.
Are there cultural interventions here that might not have been utilised or perhaps not considered. Mātauranga Māori, we know half of the prison muster are Māori, many of the corrections staff are Māori. Do you think that there is a place in the training manual to utilise Māori concepts or Mātauranga Māori, even Reo Māori, to try and de-escalate inflammable situations, one?
Absolutely. So the, I guess, unfortunately, what's happened is over the last 6 years, we've been, as a department, trying to implement a policy called Hokarangi. Now, Hokarangi as a foundational document has some very, very good underpinnings that look at how to change, how to structure from a te ao Māori perspective. Now, a lot of those are brilliant. Unfortunately, what we've had over the last few years is we've had people using the guise of Hokarangi to implement things in a bad way and not do it properly. And that's what leads to some of the issues that we face. So, yes, there is a place for that, and it is something that does need to be looked at better and implemented correctly. So, like you say, the majority of prisoners are Māori, at the particular prison, majority of staff are Māori, but these things need to look at carefully and implement it in the right way.
Well, we know that these situations can occur, even though they are relatively rare. Waikiri 4 years ago, 11 years ago at Springhill. But you've got to be prepared. There was fire there. There was threat. Your staff felt unsafe, unsupported. Why?
Absolutely. Like you say, these situations, unfortunately, we work in an industry where things do happen and things do go wrong. But what we need to do is put in place as much as we possibly can to either prevent it or to stop escalation. And that's where we are trying to work with the department to look at alternative options. So, like in this instance, the fire systems didn't work as they're supposed to. Now, since that, there has been some focus and change across the country where they have looked at different systems to make sure that they're set up in a different way and it does work far better. So that's already starting to be finalised and put in place. The other side of it is we are saying that there needs to be some alternatives to how we deal with these extreme events. So, for example, we are looking at pepperball launchers. So it's a device that, instead of, so currently in an event like this, like you say, the staff were fearful. It was a yard full of people giving threats. To be able to intervene, the staff needed to get big numbers of staff, kit it up and enter that. And then it becomes predominantly a physical altercation. What we want to do is introduce something called a pepper ball launcher. What that does is it launches a small pepper ball. You can launch it up to 50 metres. And what you do with that is you launch it into an area that saturates the area with a pepper powder into the air. And that just helps to keep that situation in control. Once you've got the main incapacitator from that, you can get in there and resolve it. And any time we don't have to physically put hands on and restrain someone, it's always going to be better for everyone involved, because that's traumatic for the staff, it's traumatic for the prisoners. And so these are some of the things that we're looking at for the department that we need to work on to implement for those real examples.
Well, tēnā koe, Wan, it's been an interesting conversation. Obviously, more training and more preparedness for an event that is rare, but certainly can occur. Is that going to be forthcoming for staff and updating the procedure manual?
That's what we're hoping for, so we're pushing with the department to do that. We did, I mean, like you say, so the report and the event was 4 years ago. Since then, we have done some changes. So we introduced a training package which focuses on prevention of escalating behaviour. So rather than waiting until behaviour is escalated, the training focuses on recognising triggers, recognising behaviour, and before things escalate, intervening and talking to them and bringing things down. So that's an example of a training package we absolutely need. It's better for everyone involved, staff and prisoners. So that's something that we did introduce, was delivered by a company that we got worked with the department to do. But that's an example where we introduced it. We did spend the last 12 months and did that training right across the country, but now it's stopped. So we need to work with the department to say that's an example of a training package we need to do continually, keep training all the new staff, and every year or two do a refresher with staff to remind them of the tactics within that training to get that behaviour as part of common practice. So that's the type of thing that we do need to work on to improve things.
Tēnā koe. Thanks very much for your thoughts and time. Appreciate you shedding some light on the situation from the Corrections Association's perspective. Wan, mauri ora kia koe. All the best.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Wan. Wan Duplessis is the president of the Corrections Association of New Zealand.